Hi, this is Justin Catanoso, and you're listening to the Business Report on 88.5 WFDD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. Manufacturing, that broad industry sector that was once the pillar of the Triad economy, is slowly making a comeback. The jobs are different and they aren't as plentiful, but more companies are finding reasons to make things here and not overseas. Reporter Katie Arcieri has the story, and she joins me now. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you, Justin.
So let's put some numbers on this comeback and put it in perspective. How many manufacturing jobs do we have now in this region compared to, say, 20 years ago?
Back in 1990, there were about 150,000 manufacturing jobs. Today, we're at about 90,000 manufacturing jobs.
So it's a good deal less, but we are adding jobs over the last 4 or 5 years as the economy has been improving.
And just over the past couple of years, we've had more than a dozen manufacturers make major job announcements in the Triad.
What industries are growing?
A few industries are growing, including furniture, the yarn industry, computer and computer assembly, as well as heavy equipment.
What's interesting about those particular fields is that when NAFTA came in the early 90s and we saw that we were losing all these jobs to Mexico and Asia, it was really cost effective to do the manufacturing now. But that cost equation is starting to shift. How come?
It is. A lot of manufacturers that I reported on with this story have basically said there are a number of advantages that they can realize by having operations here in the U.S., including speed to market. That's a big one. Cost of transportation, a lot lower. Just being in close proximity with U.S. customers has really made this area really fertile for manufacturing growth.
Katie, you know, wages for manufacturing here in the United States have gone up when it's advanced manufacturing. In the rural areas, which tend to get the lower skill manufacturing jobs, those wages aren't so great. But even when you take that into account, the wage rates overseas are still so much lower. Isn't that sort of keeping a lot of manufacturing jobs overseas?
Yes, a lot of manufacturing, it still is conducive to actually have that manufacturing overseas where you can find the cheapest labor costs, especially for commoditized products. But a lot of companies are actually saying that they are seeing a big demand for customized products, shorter runs of things, and they want to be closer in order to be able to deliver them faster.
So an example that you have in your story this week is SGR Tex, and they opened a $40 million plant in Eden in Rockingham County. Tell us about that.
Right. SGR Tex is part of a larger Indian company that searched worldwide for a new location for their $40 million plant. And they chose the city of Eden for that plant, mostly because of the availability of affordable energy that they have gotten from Duke Energy. They're getting that for about 5.5 cents per kilowatt hour. Comparatively, in India, that would have cost 12 to 15 cents per kilowatt hour. So the availability of affordable power, efficient power, quality power was the main reason that they're here in North Carolina.
How many people are they going to employ?
They're going to employ about 84 eventually, and they're going to begin production by the end of this year.
So SGR Tex is adding 84 jobs, as are a number of other manufacturing companies in the Triad are hiring right now, which is a really good thing. We see our unemployment rate coming down as a result. But how hard is it for them to get the people that they need to fill these new positions?
Very hard. A lot of these companies are beating the drum to try to get these positions, but they suffer a lot of times from an image issue. And that is because manufacturing has long been perceived as associated with layoffs, associated with dirty, dusty working conditions and untrained manual labor. But these companies are saying that the positions that they're adding are really highly skilled positions that require technical know-how from the get-go.
Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
To read Katie's stories this week and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's business report, I'm Justin Catanoso.